This is an Aero News Touch and Go from May 5, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. A Russian-built Mi-35 helicopter is reported down in Venezuela. 18 souls on board reported lost. Official sources in the Chavez government say the helicopter was ferrying troops for border patrol when contact was lost midday Sunday. While initial indicators are the crash was not caused by hostile action, it appears possible the craft may have been significantly overloaded. If any further details are forthcoming, we'll have them for you at aero-news.net. Boeing appears to be nearing an opportunity to reestablish some credibility for its development schedule for the 787 Dreamliner. The company reports it has completed what it calls the Gauntlet, which is a full simulation of the first test flight, and has finished build verification, structures, and integration testing required for that first test flight. After high-speed taxi testing, the first flight is expected by July 1st. The 787 has 886 orders from 57 customers. Garmin is touting a first, the FAA's first-ever approved model list supplemental type certificate for WAAS-capable avionics installed in a helicopter. The Garmin GNS 400W and 500W series is now okayed for IFR flight and steep approach lateral precision with vertical guidance in about 50 different helicopter types, including the Bell 206, Enstrom 280FX, Augusta A109, Eurocopter EC-135, MD Helicopters 600N Notar, the Robinson R-22 and R-44, and many more. Garmin Marketing VP Gary Kelly noted, quote, "To receive an AML STC for approximately 50 helicopters is an accomplishment many thought would never happen because of the complexity and differences between helicopter models. Pilots will now have access to the unmatched technological advantages and safety enhancements that come with a fully integrated GPS WAAS product," unquote. Tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, a group of mayors and county executives from around the U.S. have scheduled a conference call with reporters to announce details of a letter to President Barack Obama attempting to communicate how crucial general aviation is to small towns and local economies. The effort has been adopted by the Alliance for Aviation Across America. 70 local leaders have signed the letter. Wichita, Kansas Mayor Carl Brewer, one of the four who will be on the call, will also re-invite the president to Wichita to witness firsthand the effects of the recession and of Obama's own comments. Brewer notes that 5,000 communities around the country depend on general aviation, and many have little or no commercial air service. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A new crop of master instructors is announced. Sikorsky sells Army aviators on the X-2. And the third-generation Stalker is ready. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, perspectives on the state of the aviation economy from AEA 2009. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.